brings you back to Boston?
I haven't been here for a long time, so...
Yeah, how long has it been?
10 years, man.
10 years?
10 years, yeah.
Has the city changed much since,
Yeah, I knew what was going on, but, you know, when you sit in the car and you have to drive around, and you, first you forget certain things, and then all these changes, with a big dig.
Looks beautiful, right?
Yeah, it's great.
What are you up to now? Are you back home?
I'm back home. I live back home, and, you know, 3 kids, a lot of work to do, but, you know, I have so many. I had to come over to the States. I had to go to Philly for a day, so I just make it longer to come here. I haven't seen some people for a long time, and it's great to be here, to be back.
Yeah, you play any ball back home still? You're...
No, I'm 42.
You can still run around now.
I'm doing it, yeah. Still, but not anything serious.
You can still box out, right?
Oh yeah.
Sort of legacy that you left in Boston. I know you got a lot of fans during your time here. I think
I'm very aware of my status here. You know, I came here. It was a big challenge for me to prove how good I am, and I saw I can play with the best. I mean, back those days, really, in my position, there were certain guys named, you know, Malone, Ewing, Olajuwon.
You got Shaq at the beginning, right?
Yeah, and all of those guys. That was really a privilege to be there and play against them.
Because I think even though you were only here for four years, I think you guys quite a following. People still talk about you as a time sort of in between.
You know what? Coming here after 10 years and see how many people enjoy you being here, it really makes your heart full.
I actually have an internet radio show called the Dino Raji Experience, named it after you.
Really?
Yeah. No, people love it. People love it.
I love this city. And after I left, you know, I don't think there is a guy beside U.S. who watches more Patriots games or Red Sox games and everything. And because of the time difference, it's always, you know, until 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning, 7 in the morning.
So you've been busy the last couple of years, right?
I see everything, I follow everything, and I really enjoy. And this is really great 4 years of my life of being here, and I really love it.
You talked about you know, playing against all those guys. How did it mean for you? You look at the NBA game now, how, you know, a lot of European players. You're really one of the first, you know, you and Vlade.
We broke the ice.
Yeah. Well, how does that feel now? You guys changed the game, you know?
We broke the ice, but it was much harder back then.
Come here and seriously. It's because of you guys that so many people are getting attention over there. Guys like Dirk helped out. All right, just two more questions. What's your favorite memory of playing in Boston? I don't know if it's a specific game or a specific shot or a specific.
I remember my first game against New York. I mean, you enter the Boston Garden, you enter like in a legendary place,
yeah, right.
like a museum. And you know, you enter and
you know you made it when you're playing there, right?
You look around and you see all these banners, you see Red Auerbach in the stands, and we play New York, big rivalry, and that's a game I will never forget, especially that it was Friday and I got stuck in traffic. I left my car in the middle of the street and I ran.
Did you really?
I ran.
I never heard about that. That's
amazing. I left with the key inside. I called my wife to come pick it up. Because I was living here downtown.
That's unbelievable.
And I just left the car because I was late. I was a rookie. You can't be late.
Was that AC Earl's first game too?
Yeah.
I was at that game. I was 14 years old. I remember that. AC, I think, dominated Patrick that game. It was a highlight of his time here, I think.
It was a great game.
Great. And I guess
we are like a family. No, I see that today more than I saw that before. When you see these people, how much there is love between us.
You went through so much.
We're like really like a family. We didn't have a good team. We were struggling. Those years were like struggling years. We had two really big misfortunes.
Well, you snuck into the playoffs. That
Reggie Lewis and unfortunately. And it was hard with this NBA system to get over that.
And did you ever, speaking of your teammates, did you ever get a chance to block Sherman's floaters in practice. You know those old moon balls?
He's a great guy.
You ever get a hand on one of those?
Brown and X-Men. I mean, X-Men.
X-Men,
he really, I hated back then, but him beating me up and did me a lot of favor later on.
Was that in practice?
He beat me up so bad.
That's probably not the and first or the last guy that X-Men.
I know that. Frank Rakowski is another great guy I play with. Rick Fox is another great guy.
And you played with Dominique for a year too, right?
I played Dominique for a year.
That's just what's special. He's one of the greats.
He's one of the 50 greatest guys. I told you, all those names, it was really a privilege to be there.
Great. And that's terrific. Well, Dale, thank you so much.
Oh, no problem.
Appreciate it. As you say, thanks for listening to the Dino Raja Experience.
Thanks for listening to the Dino Raja Experience.
Terrific. Thank you.